Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for The Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Are you or someone you love caught in the trap of sin, addiction, abuse, and depression? Are you experiencing fear, poverty, anger, or rejection? Those cycles can be broken. Christ will set you free. Loeda Rashke, a licensed ordained minister of the gospel and TV radio evangelist, will teach you how to know the truth and be free. John 8:32. Learn Bible principles to break the destructive cycles of sin, fear, or abuse in your life and walk into the destiny and identity that God intended. Watch Loeda's Be Free program on the National Impact Network on Dish and DirecTV, or listen to her Be Free radio program on KRVL 1230. Visit her website at loeda.org. That's L-O-U-A-D-A.org for information, resources, or to have her come speak at your ministry event. Loeda Rashke Ministries is a proud sponsor of the Cross at Kerrville radio program.
Hi, everybody. I'm Roy Holly, and welcome to the Coming King Foundation program. We're on the air every week, and we have been for several years now. We're glad you're here today. We have some great guests here. We've been talking with Dolores Thomas. She's a chaplain at the Cross in Kerrville, and we both visited her the last week. We've got her back another couple of weeks to find out more of what she's up to and what she's doing and what has happened to her on this hill in Kerrville, Texas. Dolores Thomas, thank you for being with us again.
It is my pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Now, we were having a lot of fun talking about last week about some things that you've experienced up there. Do me a favor and share with us a little bit about how you got to this point, about your life and your life story and your path to arriving at the cross in Kerrville, because you didn't just start there. We all have a lot of life experiences that prepare us for eventual jumping off point with God. So what was your journey before you got to this?
Actually, I am a steward in Baptist church. I was raised in the Baptist church from a little girl. I sung in the choir. I ushered. I did programs of speaking. I taught Sunday school as a young kid and teenager, even went out in our churches and served. So
you guys started early.
I started very early. So this is just, you know, and you go to a period of life where you go through raising family, taking care of children, and you kind of slow your roll, never stop working in church, but didn't do as much as far as the going out and serving as well. Now, this is where I'm at.
So when you saw this cross, did you know immediately the first time you saw it what was going to happen, or did it take a while for it to sink in?
It took me a couple of visits.
Because you live in Austin, right?
I live in Austin, but I didn't know what to expect. So I didn't know what to think. So I'm hesitant from the beginning.
Yeah, because I know for me, when the first time I walked on this property and I looked up and I saw that almost 80-foot empty cross, and I stood in the middle of it. It's like lightning hit me. Mm-hmm. I could feel the energy, and I knew then there's something special about this place. I didn't know exactly what it was, but I knew something was special here, and I knew God was there. Did you have a feeling immediately that God was here, or did it take you a while?
It took me a little while, but the one thing I did like about it is that when you walk in it, since I love singing, you hear the acoustics that's even in that empty cross, and that's on that hill, that you can hear the singing, and that in itself was one of those things like, oh, I like this. This is good.
Because you could feel it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, so that's what I liked about it, is that you could feel the stuff.
Yeah.
It's not like somebody telling you. Now, let me ask you, speaking of that, what was it like the first time that you came to the cross and you had this experience, very profound experience, and then you go back and try to tell all these other people that you know in church and your friends what this is about, and they look at you like, are you crazy?
Listen, I don't even tell you, even my girls.
Well, see, in my case, they already know I was crazy anyway, so...
My girls was like, Mama, are you really sure? What are you involved in? You're not letting these people pull you into something. It's like, no.
Maybe it's a cult.
You just have to fit.
I had friends,
exactly.
Yeah, I had friends that said, well, it's a cult. I said, you don't know anything about it. You know?
Yeah.
And I said, oh, no, wait till you meet Max. You'll know it.
I had to go through the explaining.
Max Griner, who's the founder of this, so we're talking about.
It's amazing how, and I'm like, do you believe I'm that weak that I will fall into something like that? But then I had to tell them about the power. And then, you know, they heard me in my prayer and me praying with them. And they're like, okay, now, Mama, we haven't heard this in a while. Because they were accustomed to me praying early in the morning. Mm-hmm. God used to wake me up at 3:15. Doorbell rung every night at 3:15. 3:15 to 6 o'clock in the morning, I sung, prayed, and then I got ready for work. So my girls was accustomed to that. And I don't know how them and my husband slept, but they slept right on.
And what did your husband say when you said you was going to be driving all the way to Kerrville to go to this cross?
You know what? I am blessed with such a good
husband.
He was
understanding?
My husband is the one who told me that I would be in ministry years ago. So he's like, fine.
So he was supportive.
Very supportive.
And what was his experience like when you finally got him over here?
You know what? I still haven't gotten him over here. My husband works two jobs, but he is the person.
Well, there's a reason.
Yeah. He's the person that's like, okay. And he keeps saying, I'm going to come with you, but I haven't gotten him here yet. But he supports me coming, and he knows. He said, well, you know, I told you we're going to be doing this.
You know what? I'm not a betting person, but I bet that he will come at some point.
I'm sure he will.
And you don't even have to convince him. All you have to do is keep on being who you are.
Absolutely.
You know, that's one of the things I like about this. And Max Griner, who's the founder of this, told me this when we first started talking. I was concerned about bringing people up here and what to say to him. He says, Roy, you don't have to say anything. Just bring them up here. And I do the same thing. I leave them. When I give up, I tell them ahead of time. I said, listen, when I bring you up here, I'm not trying to be rude, but I'm going to let you go and I'm going to leave. I just leave the property. And I said, you call me when you're ready and I'll come get you. But I want you to be here and experience this on your own. And I didn't think to do this. God just told me to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And that works.
It does work. It does work.
And so when he finally comes, what's so much you want him to do? Just leave him alone and let him seek his own place where he needs
to be? I am. My husband is that quiet person. So he would need that time. It has to. He has to melt in it and kind of walk in.
Well, plus people have to tune in where their space is.
That's true.
Because the whole mountain, the whole hill is full of it, but you got to know where to go. And it's like God will direct you to that one place.
He definitely will. He will. So
now you love music?
I love music.
Tell us about your music and how you guys started singing. Because I have a feeling, Susan, Casey, I have a feeling there's a story there. What do you think?
We call her the voice. There is definitely a story here.
Tell us about music and how that has become so important in your life.
I have always loved singing, but it's my husband who started me to singing in public and singing at church. He put me on a program, and I was always the person that sung at home and in my house, and you know, and so I actually started singing in church because my husband put me on a program because he said, you love doing this, why don't you just do it? And I'm like, oh my God. But music, it uplifts. It enlightens. It makes your spirit feel good. It wakes up everything in your body, and it's It's God's little secret talking language with me that that was the first language for me. So I really do love it. It stirs me up.
So that, in combination with the cross, I would think probably, Susan, the hot setup would be to have her doing music at the cross.
The hot setup is
yet?
Just let her
have
go.
Have you sang? Have you done anything yet at the cross?
You got to tell the story. You got to tell the story.
Actually, I went to the cross with a group of friends that I brought with me, and we met another church there. St. James Church was there, and one of the other chaplains said, "Well, what do you want to do?" And I said, "Well, do you want me to work with you?" He said, "Yes." He said, "Well, what about your people?" The group of people that I had, he had another chaplain take them, and so we waited for St. James ladies to come, and they was the 70s ladies, and we went around with them, and I told them about the gardens and different parts. I prayed with different one of them as they wanted prayer. And at the end, Jim said, "Oh, we're going to have a worship service." He said, "The Lord's helped me get the people together." So it's like 26 ladies. So we got them together. And one of the ministers that's here in Kirby is Reverend Diggs, which I knew from Austin. He's here now, has a church. And he said, "Well, the minister here is going to say a word, but we're going to do worship." And so we got everybody together, and he told them, "We're going to do worship." And then he says, "The minister here is going to say a word, and Dolores is going to lead you in worship." I was
shocked. And you
shocked.
Didn't know that?
No. And he walked off. So and so we just started singing hymns. And I sung some hymns, started singing hymns, and they joined in, and Jim said he counted around 75 people, because people all over the cross came over. We had this man there that had the shofar horn, so I asked him to blow it first to bring in the presence of God. And we sung, and he ministered, Reverend Diggs said a word, but it was everybody came up, and they just stood. And we had another group that came in, and these ladies was from, I think it's I can't remember the name of the town, but they started singing hymns with us, and the whole mountain, the hill was just on fire.
I know,
with
I go back
hymns.
And forth, hill or mountain, hill or mountain.
Yeah. So it was just awesome. And those old hymns just motivate and they stir. Mm-hmm. And you know, when you hear an old hymn like Jesus Keep Me Near the Cross, and you
ride
right
by the cross, yeah.
Man, you talking about being on fire. That's on fire for God. So it's like, it just stirs. So just to be able to do that there in that place, it's
now,
just
have you
awesome.
Ever been to one of the Easter sunrise services here?
Or no, I didn't go
Saturday
to,
music?
No, I didn't go to, I came to the Saturday.
Saturday, yeah.
Yes.
And that's really special too. I've been all of the Easter sunrise services and the musics, and I can tell you, there's been some times where it's been raining and sleeting, and I didn't want to get up, and I hated having to go, and I was like, why am I doing this, and why don't I just stay in bed and sleep, because it's cold and miserable. But there's not been one time that I come to one of the Easter sunrise services or the music on Saturday before that I didn't feel blessed, because I would run into somebody that I knew that God sent me, and I would talk to him and visit, or I would get a blessing. Susan, have you been to any of these shows yet?
Oh, yeah. I've been to the Saturday. We'll come as chaplains on Saturday to be there just present.
The reason I'm bringing that up is because those Saturday music get-togethers are like what she's talking about. It's a lot of energy.
They are. You get all types. You get every type of music, every type of genre, and people are just singing. We saw youth groups singing and doing their praise dance.
That was amazing.
It is just on fire.
Real quickly, I want to ask both of you, if there's one thing you'd like to share with our audience right now, that let them take with them about the cross, what is it? Dolores, we'll start with you.
It would be to come with an open heart, an open mind, and be ready to receive what God has for you. Because when you are open to Him, He's going to pour into blessings. He's going to give you something that's going to be truly excited, that you can come back. It's just going to build that hunger and that desire to want more.
And Susan, what about you?
I would have to echo what she says. When you are willing to come up on the hill, come up on the mountain, it's because there's something you want. There's something that hasn't been changed yet. There's something that there might be a hurt that you're carrying. Who knows what the circumstances are, but if you are willing to drive up, to go up to the top of that mountain, God will meet you right where you are. Jesus will, as you walk up those steps, Jesus is right there saying, come. Come.
Literally.
Literally.
The statue
literally.
Of Jesus.
Arms wide.
Arms wide open. Come. And that's all he asks is a heart that is seeking. Doesn't matter if you believe. Doesn't matter if you walked away from the faith. Doesn't matter what the circumstances are. If you will take a step of faith and come up on that hill, I promise you, God will meet you there. The presence of God will fall upon you, and Jesus will touch your heart and meet you right where you're at. It's awesome.
Well, we got about 30 seconds left. Anything else you want to share?
No, just praise God for all his. My thing is, look at God. When you get there, you're going to say, look at God. Huh?
What about you, Susan?
That's her. I want a t-shirt that allows Dolores to just allow people to look at God. Like, that is an expression that it's hers, but we've all kind of taken it.
Adopted
because it. Because it says it all. It's like, look at God. Will you look at God? Mm. But you say it better. So say it one more time.
Look at God.
Dolores Thomas, chaplain at the Cross in Kerrville, and Susan Casey, also a chaplain. Ladies, thank you both for being with us today here. If you want more information on the Cross in Kerrville, you can go to thecomingkingfoundation.org, comingkingfoundation.org, or you can call them 830-928-7774, 830-928-7774. And we thank you both ladies for being here this week. And we thank you for listening in. Here's Susan Casey with our comments.
This came off of TripAdvisor from Freedom 824356. A must experience. This place is truly amazing. Gorgeous sculptures, amazing views of the area, a tranquil walking path, and incredibly, it's all free. Stand under the cross, admire the life-size sculptures, even write a prayer on a rock. There aren't many must-sees things to see in Kerrville, but this is one that is a must-see. From Juan M., refreshed. We visited the Hollow Cross for the first time, and wow, the walk up, the wind blowing, awesome. As we prayed at the cross, it felt as if we were refreshed. The Holy Spirit definitely is there. From Miss Melvina Brown, greetings and Happy New Year. I visited Kerrville 7 months ago and visited your beautiful gardens, the religious sculptures of Christ, the living water pool, and I guess everything about it is just so spiritual. I have told my Sunday school class and all my friends to visit Kerrville. Don't miss seeing the beautiful art to the glory of God's word. Thank you to all who put this together, your sister in Christ. From Holly, unique experience. The prayer rocks let visitors engage spiritually. Beautiful sculptures and convenient parking. It's such a nice break from our long trek across Texas. From Norma. You can never get tired of driving up there. Well worth the drive. Beautiful, friendly people. It'll keep you wanting to come back. And from Tiffany, an awesome place to visit. I never want to leave. And from Anna, I'm working on how to express what this means to me. The impact, the conviction of my heart, the body, the soul, to look at Jesus and all that I do, how God has used the garden as a place of discovery, forgiveness, healing, and friendship in my life. The garden has become for me a place to connect with God. The Holy Spirit resides there, and I believe lives are being saved and changed, and people are coming to know the Heavenly Father for the very first time. The garden and many sculptures that are represented are examples of God's greatness. I love the garden. I love that I can go there alone. I love that I can go there with others. And I love that I can worship, pray, listen to music, and in many times, just be still. From Peggy Branton, we just love the garden. I can't believe we have something this great in this small town. Thank you for doing this for our community. And from Isaiah C., this was left. It's such a peaceful place. It gives you hope. From Cynthia Courtney, here in Kerrville, I was just at the most beautiful place in the world, the cross. I took a lady, prayed with her, and she got the Shekinah glory. Hallelujah. This is from John. Thank you for such a beautiful place and where you dwell. This is from Frank in New Braunfels. This is a wonderful experience. And from Debbie, may God continue to bless your efforts. This is from Milton. The Empty Cross, The Coming King, a powerful place. Read the panels inside the cross, and you may just feel at peace.
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculptor Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651 weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he ever worked miracles, he still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.